very often it remains for most of us in the whole life a mere influence and nothing more than that. We are not profited by it very much. We turn back immediately to our mental, vital activities, physical activities. But if the impulse towards truth, which comes from the soul, becomes very powerful, then we become seekers of the truth. Even mentally, we become great thinkers. Our personality of the mind becomes very powerful. If the impulse towards beauty becomes powerful, we begin to become artists. And similarly, if our impulse towards good becomes powerful, we become heroic, we become ethical, we become good, sage, saintly. Such personalities begin to develop in us. And then we remain confined only again to the outer personality of the mind. Although this root is in the soul, we have taken little advantage of it, we have dug out a little and then given a shape to it through our mind. And to some extent we allow these influences to go into the vital and the body also. If I become very artistic, my dresses begin to undergo a change. My physical perfection also I begin to seek. My body I try to make it as balanced as possible. Even my vital impulses, I express them beautifully. I begin to write good poetry, poetry of romance, poetry of adoration of beauty and various forms and so on. So this has an effect upon the mind, vital and physical. It is only when our mind begins to become clear about the presence of the soul, which is distinct from itself, that a more fundamental change occurs in us. From influence, which was coming to us from the higher realm of the soul, we begin to be attracted towards it and begin to live in it. In this process, even the mind's clarity about the soul becomes very helpful. For example, the kind of description that is being given here can be a good help. If there is a clarity about it, then the mind becomes more aware of it and then begins to look for it. And while looking for it, you may touch it and you may begin to dwell in it. In other words, you shift from preoccupations of the mind, of the vital, of the body, to the preoccupations of the spontaneous aspiration for truth, beauty and goodness. This shift is a very important stage in human development. This is what I call the change. The first psychic change occurs when, instead of being preoccupied only with the mind, life and body, we begin to be preoccupied with the spontaneous movement towards truth, beauty and goodness. But even this preoccupation is in the beginning quite feeble, quite weak. the soul is connect is compared with a king who is screened and exiled by the ministers. Body, life and mind are compared with ministers. It is as if the whole kingdom, which really belongs to the soul, is usurped by the ministers, body, life and mind. And this body, life and mind have exiled the soul and screened him very tightly. A veil has been put between the soul and the body, life and mind. And then the ministers are ruling the government on their own, according to their own wishes. Now the soul which is behind it, behind the screen, goes on radiating its light on the screen. And if the screen becomes quite transparent, then the presence of the soul will be seen by everybody concerned. Now, the question therefore is as to how to make the screen transparent. That is the first question. Now the first way of doing it is that the mind, life and body, in their own development, in their own experience, if they arrive at a point when they find themselves inadequate, and they themselves begin to polish the screen, then that is one method. If consciously, body, life and mind, they try to knock at the veil, then this veil may become thin. The other method is that if in the body, life and mind, and the surroundings of the body, life and mind, if truth, beauty and goodness are presented, then the soul gets a kind of a magnetic pull. And if it radiates very powerfully because of this magnetic pull, then the screen becomes thin. A transparency can come about. Now both these methods are admissible and can be tried according to the need, according to the evolution of each individual. Both the methods can be tried.